which one of these still is the system?
And I didn't tell you that.
In the first, system, Bridget, is that just in the tenors, or is that all the men?
All the men, if they can, yeah. If they can, yeah.
And then all the ladies?
All the ladies, yeah.
Is that still an E flat?
Oh, no.
So on the monet in the third system, in
it's,
the altos,
it's
is it E natural?
Yeah, that's right.
And then the same thing, the tenor, same thing?
It's an E natural, yeah.
E natural?
Yeah. Oops.
That's an E natural in Spirito?
Yeah.
No, right?
Bridget?
Then,
yeah.
And
hopefully
then,
for the men, do we go back to C natural? Very right at the top of the first system.
Yes, it is a C natural, I think. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Okay,
yes,
well,
sorry. Yes, yes, mistake.
That
sorry.
Like,
yes, should
yeah,
be. Yes.
Yeah, but we do want to
just check.
Check the composer's intentions, and it's in 4-4 throughout then.
Oh, the top bit. No, it's free flow chant basically, but with.
No, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, after that.
I add.
Secret.
Yeah.
Thank you. quite easy to, even despite the dissonances, I think, fairly easy to read as well.
Yeah.
I think this is a great example of when it's as we were discussing yesterday, it's clearer to write out, let's say, a TV on four lines. Trying to read the end and say it was sort of.
Yeah, I gave up on the text after a while. When it came to voice crossing and text, I went with following the voice crossing.
Why did you choose to let the party start when the,
when the
guests are gone?
It's true, I did it. I didn't even do it at the Glory, I did it at the Secret. Huh? I don't know, I wanted it to end really, start kind of very, very somber in a way, but solemn, but but even so, led up date, and then just sort of brighten up, you know, and I didn't want to brighten up too soon. That's very English, I guess, I don't know.
It's
just reserved.
saving the best wine until last.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps I could write it out better. So we could see the parts. It's true. It is very.
I think it would make it a bit easier.
Yeah.
You do have that return.
Before we go into the electronic section, I like that. It sort of gives a sense of, you know, there's dissonance throughout the resolution of dissonance.
Mm.
I almost feel like maybe at the quonium, though, I would have liked to heard something polyphonic, like at the secret, you know, maybe the one line of the La Da Te La Pona.
It could have, yeah.
That's just me. I just felt like, okay, I want to do that now.
rather
than just leaving it for the ending. You know, there's the tradition of interspersing the different senses. Just a small.
Yeah. I think I wanted it to be chant-like, but not totally sort of traditional. So I didn't really want to disturb it too much. I did various versions, and I did more wild and wonderful ones to begin with, and then we kind of tamed it down. I don't know if I really hear the entries, but it's written so hard to read, you know, in the secret.
But also, you know, most of the voices is pretty high.
It does, and I, yeah.